The consumption of kaput radio can cause irritation, disbelief and confusion. Do not worry, this is quite normal. These side effects such as drowsiness of the mind, cognitive dissonance with unconventional thinking and general disbelief of common assumptions can be remedied over time. In severe cases, use the contact button on the program website at Kaput X Radio and expect further instruction from us.
There is no more important title in our democracy than Australian citizen. And Australian citizenship, the Australian citizen, that institution must reflect Australian values. We are announcing changes to strengthen citizenship, to make for a stronger Australia, stronger citizenship, stronger citizens. You will need to be a permanent resident for 4 years. So that means longer time in Australia as a permanent resident before you apply to be a citizen. You'll need to have competent English. That is a vital requirement, not a requirement at the moment, but we all know that the key to successful integration into the Australian community, to economic success, every success, social success, in becoming part of the community is being able to speak English. So that's a very important change. And also, we need to ensure that our citizenship test enables applicants to demonstrate how they have integrated into and engaged with our Australian community. There is no more important title in our democracy than Australian citizen.
Excuse me, sir. I understand that you've just completed the Australian citizenship test.
Yes, I am Victor.
Well, congratulations. So you passed the test?
What? No, the test. I fail him. My name, it is Victor.
Oh, so you failed the citizenship test. So what are you, some kind of terrorist?
No.
So how come you failed the test?
I no understand it. I live in Australia for 12 years, and I study very hard, but test confusing.
So what couldn't you grasp?
They ask me, who discovered Australia? I say, Aborigine. They say, no, he not count. Who first white man discovering Australia? I say, William Jantz. And they say, who? I say, man, he mapped Cape York in 1606. They just look me funny and say, no. So I say, Dirk Hartog, who put boat in Western Australia in 1616. They say, no. So I say, Abel Tasman in 1644, when he mapped north coast of Australia. They say, no again. I say, Franco Stuyzen, he discovered south coast in 1696. They say, no, I don't understand. Who was first English person to discover Australia? Ah, I say, first English person was William Dampier. He explored northwest coast in 1699. They say, no, I am wrong.
And Australian citizenship, the Australian citizen, that institution must reflect Australian values.
They say it, Captain Cook. He discovered Australia in 1770.
That's right. Everyone knows it was Captain Cook.
We are announcing changes to strengthen citizenship, to make for a stronger Australia, stronger citizenship, stronger citizens.
But I read book. I study. How can this be?
Listen, Sunshine, if you don't like our history, maybe you should just go back to where you came from.
That's what they say.
So what else couldn't you grasp?
They say, who is Farlap? I say, famous New Zealand racing horse. They say, no, Farlap was famous Australian racing horse.
Farlap was a famous Australian racehorse.
How can this be? Farlap born in New Zealand. How he become Australian? Fucking horse passed his test?
Well, it's pretty obvious why you didn't. Thanks for your time.
You'll need to have competent English. That is a vital requirement.
G'day, Gibbo. How are you going, you long piece of pelican shit?
Not bad, Devo. You dumb arse, shit for brains, sheep shagger.
Get stuff, you dull bludging peasant.
Why don't you get a big black dog up you, you yellow-bellied dipstick?
Okay, you anchor.
But we all know that the key to successful integration into the Australian community, to economic success, every success, social success, in becoming part of the community, is being able to speak English.
Over the coming weeks, you will learn everything about the land down under Australia. You will learn about their culture, their people.
Australia was first discovered in 1988 by an explorer called Dr. Hook. The first landing was at Botany Bay on January 26. Though many believe that the Dutch had already been there.
And also, we need to ensure that our citizenship test enables applicants to demonstrate how they have integrated into and engaged with our Australian community.
In the classroom, Miss Shiva teaches the students some everyday Australian lingo.
Dickhead.
Dumb ass.
Dumb ass.
Sheep shaggers.
Sheep shaggers.
Knockers.
Knockers.
Shit for brains.
Shit for brains.
No, Australians run it all together. Shit for brains.
Shit for brains.
Let's do it once again. Shit for brains.
Shit for brains.
That's better. Let's move on. Wanker.
Wanker.
Up the duff.
Up the duff.
My fellow Australians, it's time to talk turkey with certain citizens of our fair nation that have the chops to think throwing a slab of meat on the barbie makes them more Australian. It doesn't need to moo for you to be true blue. To be clear, my beef isn't with people who eat meat. I merely want to point out there's nothing un-Australian about trying something different. And I don't mean drinking turmeric lattes filtered through a hipster's beard or kombucha sundaes brewed in a hand-woven kale basket. You can be healthier just by giving steak a miss every now and then. Some of Australia's most ripped citizens enjoy a plant-based diet. Take Liam Hemsworth. He may be a beefcake, but he'd never eat one. Having less cows suffocating the planet with their methane farts is an added bonus. You're even doing Skippy a solid. You reckon he's thinking to himself, can't wait to sun myself on Bruce from Bendigo's Barbie? No, he's busy doing stuff that kangaroos do, like hopping round the bush, being Australian. Good on you, Skippy. You're a little ripper.
That institution must reflect Australian values.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this auction underway. Now, who would like to open the bidding? Don't be shy. Yes, young couple at the front, young couple who can't possibly sustain a mortgage, who can't possibly sustain a mortgage. Do you have any other bids? Yes, the man putting his kids' expensive education on hold. Anything else of theirs you'd like to jeopardise? Yes, health insurance? Consider it public. Do we have any more bids?
Yeah.
Yes, the man over there in the Ralph Lauren sweater dipping into his parents' super fund. Yes, it is now with the jock with super. Do we have anyone with inheritance? Anyone? Yes, thank you, madam. Yes, it's with you now. Yes, crying yourself to sleep on a bed with your dead parents' money. Dead parents' money going once. Dead parents' money going twice. Yes, over here to you, sir. Yes, the drug dealer trying to wash his money. It is now with the man with the ill-gotten Maserati. With the ill-gotten Maserati. Do you have any further bids? Any further bids? Yes, cashed up bogan working overtime for 20 years. Cashed up bogan working overtime for 20 years. Do we have any others? Any others? Yes, the empowered corporate woman made partner at the expense of her ovaries. Don't know what you're going to do with the kid's bedroom. Going once, she's probably got a cat. Going twice, she's probably got two cats. Third and final call.
Yes.
Another collective bid from a group of baby boomers who are negatively gearing their generational wealth. It is with you, literally all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, any other bids? Going once. They're the reason why you're not in the market. Going twice. Third and final call.
Malaysian offshore investor with no interest in living in your city.
It's over to you, sir. The owner of the Petronas Tower seeks a lavish four-bedroom house for his only child to study med in. Ladies and gentlemen, going once, going twice. Third and final call.
All our possessions.
And all our parents' possessions.
And our credit cards.
And all their credit cards.
And our inheritance.
And our organs.
And whenever the bank needs them.
So.
Wedding rings?
You sure? Yeah.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Nibbles here. So today I'm going to be teaching you how to speak Australian. When trying to say anything, abbreviate it as much as possible and then take the end half of it off and then put an A, an O, an IE, or a Y at the end of it. pretty much no one says g'day, so don't even try and say that and get away with it. Usually it's how's it going, something like that. When you want to say bye to someone, uru or uru fuck ya. If you want to start a conversation with someone, just say what you've been up to lately or how you been, because if you ask someone that in Australia, they'll fucking tell you. If you really run out of things to talk about, just talk about natural disasters. Bushfires, floods, earthquakes, Julia Gillard's face.
You'll need to have competent English. That is a...
It's not just fuck or shit, it's fuck or shit. When you're feeling something, any emotion at all, you have to say it's as something. So tired as fuck, hungry as shit, bored as a motherfucker. Try and swear as much as humanly possible. Just drop it in wherever you can. It doesn't matter if you're subtle or not, just put it in there.
Speak English.
It's not Australia for Australians, it's Australia. It's Australians. If you want someone's attention, say oi, oi cunt. Whenever you get an injury, it doesn't even matter if you have a job or not, you have to say that you're out on compo. If you want to steal a cigarette off someone, they'd say, can I have a cigarette? Hey, I'm a dory cunt. Saying that things are un-Australian is probably the most Australian thing you could possibly do. You don't like listen eso? That's fucking un-Australian. Someone asks you a question, instead of saying yes or no, you have to say yeah, nah, yeah. Nah. The answer's no, ended in a nah. The answer's yes, ended in a yeah. If something's fine, say all good. If you want to thank someone for something, say ta or cheers. If something's excellent, say it's boss. If someone thanks you for something, say no walkers or no walking furries. If you want to agree with someone on something, say fuck earth. If something's really crap, something's really shitty, say it's rank. Dude, these toilets are rank. If you want to say that something's okay, say it goes alright. Yeah, my car goes alright.
You'll need to have competent English. That is a vital requirement.
Two people are fighting, it's called having a blue. Someone's trying to trick you into thinking something else, called having your own. Someone's just being a mad little shithead or something, tell them to pull their head in. Pull their fucking head in.
Speak English.
Women are never referred to as Sheilas here. I don't know where that expression came from. I've never heard anyone call me or any woman here a Sheila. If you want to talk about a woman, call them a bird, a chick, a babe. If you want to talk about a dude, call them a dude or a guy or a bloke. Anyone who's a good person immediately becomes a top bloke. It doesn't matter if they're a girl or a boy. A guy's private parts are referred to as block and tackle, junk or garbage. A girl's bits is usually just referred to as a vag.
Speak English.
Completely kaput.